No matter your age, you've most likely heard of the Lone Ranger, his horse Silver, and his faithful Indian companion Tonto, who fought for law and justice. They are fictional characters, but many believe they are based on real men and events. Who could that real-life inspiration be? A possible answer on today's edition of The American Countryside. Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll stay on Oahu and soak up the sun on Waikiki Beach, then fly to Kauai to see extraordinary Waimea Canyon. We'll also stay on Maui at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Resort on Kuanapali Beach. Agricultural highlights include the pineapple and coffee plantations, lavender farm, and much more. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation is offering three $5,000 college scholarships: the Glenn Kumerow Memorial Scholarship, the George Logan Scholarship, and the Orion Samuelson Scholarship. Applicants must be a college junior, senior, or grad student and must be enrolled in or transferring to an agricultural communications curriculum with concentration or application in broadcast media. For more information or to apply, go to nafbfoundation.com.
Bass Reeves was one of the first African-American U.S. Marshals, serving the Fort Smith Court of Judge Isaac Parker for 32 years in the late 1800s. Baridi Noka Kaley says Reeves' life may be the basis for a well-known character.
It's possible that Bass Reeves may have been the impetus or the basis for the two gentlemen who created the fictional character of the Lone Ranger.
Show creators Fran Stryker and George Trendle were in Detroit, but had good reason to know of Reeves because of a connection Judge Parker had with the city.
He sent most of the people who were convicted of capital punishment or had their crimes commuted to life, he sent them to the Detroit House of Corrections. So it is possible that people heard the story of Bass Reeves from those prisoners and the guards.
The Lone Ranger debuted on WXYZ in Detroit. The station happened to be near that prison. Reeves was known to ride a white horse, and he handed out silver dollars to those who assisted him. Perhaps a link to the Lone Ranger's silver bullet and his horse Silver.
I am Silver!
A fiery horse with the speed of light.
There were other similarities.
The deputy marshals out of the court, when they went into the territory, they had to, by tribal law, be accompanied by a Native American posseman. And that might have been where we got the Tonto character.
And the Lone Ranger's name was John Reed, similar to Bass Reeves. It's an intriguing connection between a fictional hero and a real-life counterpart who may have been his inspiration. Traveling the countryside in Fort Smith, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.
Yesteryear, the Lone Ranger rides again.